This recording, Italy 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you, Sarah. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily on an old zoo in the deserted district of a territory, so Ken was very happy to start a new job. Superb private practice in a north square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for more to linking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checking herself in the mirror, and wash her face. And hurried, then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, pick up her kit, and head for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave herself an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itching coos began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose own Mary Harrison keep calling, come, which Sarah threw it was an old choice for name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently stroke the goose lower back with her palm, then singing tune to her. Finally, she added her a four wheel nut footly. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on comma and give her relaxing bath. Oh! Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the yet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course, a treatment might be expensive another five or six times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, millionaire, lawyer, threw it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Naples, little town near Pompeii, and my mother had seven kids, so we have four sisters, three brothers, so, and Some of them came in 1966. I came in 1952. I got married in 53. And I was married 54 years. Well, then my marriage, I have two daughters, one Rita and one Josette.